Blog Talk Radio.
I need a healing for my soul. Give me a healing for my soul. I need a healing for my soul. Give me a healing for my soul.
What I'm looking for, a new life, just for my soul. And I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul.
God bless you, everyone, and welcome to another segment here at Life Transparency. I'm your host, Connie, and I thank you so much for joining us one more time, March the 8th, 2016. I want to give a happy birthday to my oldest brother, who is very much alive, thank the Lord, Johnny Green. God bless you, and happy, happy birthday. God bless you. So we're excited about what God is doing here at Life Transparency. I'm telling you, we have been getting emails, messages, Facebook blogs, just grateful for your listening. Our blog is geared towards the hurting, the broken, the lost. I couldn't do this segment had I not been there and still coming out into the light. The things that we've been sharing here on the blog has been a blessing to my life. I'm listening to others write in, and they're being blessed as well. So I ask God, if I just reach one, if one person is able to go free, that's all that matters to me. Just one. Amen. So I'm excited about that. Today, I wanted to do something a little bit different on the broadcast. I really would like to go into a prayer, but I'm going to give some scriptures because a lot of times we'll walk away from self-help, encouragement. The enemy will snatch it. I call it the Band-Aid mentality. Once you take the Band-Aid off, the sore now is exposed. The heart is exposed. Now that you brought it to the forefront and now you want to deal with these things and you walk away without help, without assistance. And many of us, we hold on to it. We take it and we run with it and we come right out of the darkness into the light. But one thing I think I may have failed to tell you all, and that is, God loves you just the way that you are. He loves you just the way that you are. He knows that you're hurting. He knows that you're broken. He knows what they did to you. He knows what you've done to yourself. And so the enemy will impress in our spirit condemnation. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants to be with me. Nobody really cares about me. I know because I've been there. Every chance the enemy gets, he will take a stab in the dark and attack, attack, attack. But today we're going to put on the whole armor, not part of the armor. We're putting on the whole armor. And we're going to say through prayer, prayer is going to be a lasso for us today. Prayer is going to be more strength now than it has been. I'm grateful just to even be here. I'm grateful to be in the land of the living. I'm grateful because when I thought that I was going to lose my mind, there was a hope that lied within me. It was just there that said, you can't give up now. You can't give up now. You can't give up now. So I'm going to be that hope that's in you today. You can't give up now. Can't throw in the towel. Can't walk away. Can't skip out. Can't blank out. Can't isolate. Can't do it. Jeremiah 29:11 declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future, so you do not have to go through by yourself. There is a hope." There is a song that said, "My soul is anchored. There is a hope that lies within to tell you, just hold on a little while longer. I know it hurts. I know it gets frustrating. I know you feel like nobody wants to be around you, or nobody cares, or nobody's reaching out. Today, we take it all back. We take it back. We take all of it back. We take the fears. We take the confusion. We take the misunderstanding. We take it all back now. Declare that today. Today, I am taking back my peace. I'm taking it all back." As we open our hearts to the Father, He promises to heal us. His nail-scarred hands will take every issue that we will release willingly. We got to release it willingly. Let it go this day and be healed from depression, sadness, uproars, fighting, bitterness, loneliness, misunderstanding, because the enemy will tell you that this one don't like you, this one don't care about you, that one. He will put all of these misconceptions in your heart and in your mind. They didn't really forgive you. They don't really care about you. They want to take something from me. The devil is a liar. Confusion, denial, broken relationships caused by the issues that are in our heart and have been displayed in our lives. When you lift up your heart today, your soul is becoming free. Cry out. Set me free today, God. All I have is today. Tomorrow is not promised. Yesterday I can't make up for, but today is all I have. And what we need to ask God is, forgive me now. Forgive me where I am. And He is faithful, and He is just to forgive you right where you are. Don't believe it? I got the word right here in front of me. 1 John 1:8-9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But, verse 9, but if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All, everything that you have said to people out of the hurt in your heart, every action that you put out in the atmosphere towards people that love you, that care about you, He's saying all. He didn't exclude anything. All of it, every word, every action, every look you had on your face, every time you rolled your eyes and snuffed up your nose and walked away and isolated yourself and shut people down, and the enemy will tell you, oh, you did that, or you shut her down, or you shut him down, and you're the same, you're the very one that's the target for the enemy to continue to use if we don't correct our actions. God says, I have a plan for you. But you have to allow me to work that plan in your life. You have to allow me to be God in your life. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. We've been coming out of darkness since February. I don't know about you, but I've been hearing chains falling. I've been seeing chains falling. I've been seeing some maturity. I've been hearing maturity. I can see the chains. I can see the breaking of day. I can see the light shining through when the storm is raging in my life. He says, one, I'm faithful and just. Just open your heart. Just open it up. Give Him a little crack. He'll do the rest. God, I give my heart to you. I surrender my heart to you. I yield every issue in my life. I can't look at that. I can't even name that. I don't even know how to pray about that. I don't even know how to present that to you. But I do know that I need help. Acknowledge I need help. Yeah, you can do it in your quiet, and I don't want nobody to know because everybody look up to me. I've been there. I've been there when it looked like the whole world is looking to you to have an answer. And you don't have nobody that you can go to get an answer from. But God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I knock at the door of your heart. You're not alone. I'm with you. I love you. I've been with you. I've been contending with you through all of this. I've been trying to take it out of your hands, and you won't let it go. But today, March the 8th, 2016, let it go. Let it go. That's our motto for today. Let it go. That's our hope for today. Let it go. Come out. Be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In order for us to be transparent, we got to first acknowledge I made mistakes. I did this person wrong, and I know I was wrong. It don't do you no good to know that you did somebody wrong, that you hurt, and don't go to them and restore them. He said, if you confess it, I'll forgive it. There's nothing too hard that he can't forgive. So Romans 8, 33 and 34 says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Justification means I make you right. But we have to open up our hearts and allow God to make us right. He sees the very depths of our hearts. He saw the pain. He saw the disappointment. He saw the misunderstanding that we're not born this way. These things are impressed in our lives as we grow and grow older and mature. The longer we live here, the more disappointments, hurts, and thoughts we're going to have. But if we say, Jesus, be the center of it all. And when we really say that and mean it, not just because we sing it in church, but say it and mean it from your heart. I need you, God, to be the center of this pain because I'm hurting everything around me. I'm finding myself more by myself than I am with my family or with people that love me. I can't trust. I can't be effective in relationships. I don't want to be friends with nobody because I can't trust everybody because everybody going to be like daddy or mommy or grandmommy or whoever the offense started in your life with. Until we open our hearts and give it over to God, everybody is going to be suspect in our lives. It happened when you was 5, now you're 25. And we can't have thriving relationships because of what mama did or daddy did or grandma did or my boyfriend did or my girlfriend did or my friend did, or I just didn't understand and nobody explained it. I never got closure. I was never healed. I was never brought out of it. Nobody never took me by the hand and gave me what I thought I needed. You didn't even know what you needed. Because we base everything off of perception. Everybody's life that look good ain't always good. And the very life that you really got this bling on, I tell you, when they close that door, they not blinging. They got issues just like the rest of us do. So now we are to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. The song said, I need a healing for my soul. God, I need a healing. I need to know what your plan is. Jesus died on the cross. They nailed him in his hand. His hands for the healing of the nation. His feet to tread on the enemy that's going to try to rise up against us and make us worse off than we've been. I'm trying to tell you, I'm being transparent now. This is Transparency Radio, a life transparent. Every little thing was hurting my little feelings. Look at me wrong, I'm perceiving it to be something bigger than what it is. Say something to me out the way, I'm perceiving it to be bigger than it is. Oh, yeah, I'm exposing that. That's because the love of God has not taken root. Until his love takes root, we can't love nobody. We can't even love ourselves. Oh, we can't. So let's look at Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which will be revealed in us. It can't be revealed if we don't, you know, a turtle, his shell is his protector. First little sound, it don't sound like something's familiar, he tucks it in. If it don't sound like something that feels good, he tucks it in. If it's not in a place that's comfortable for him, he tucks it in. We have to get past the turtle mentality. There is a time and a season for everything. There is a time when we need to pull our toes back because somebody will get red and need to be red. But there was a time when we have to step out of that shell and say, God, here's my head, touch my mind. Here are my hands, that they will do no more evil. Here's my feet, that they will walk in no more evil places. I give myself to you. I give myself to you. I give myself to you. God wants you to know that he has a plan. And look, he says, this is Mark 7:20, that which cometh out of the man is that which defileth the man. The heart above all things is wicked. Now you add the wickedness that we're born in iniquity and born in sin and shaped in iniquity on top of the issues that are in your life. Every cuss word that come out your mouth, every lie that come out your mouth, it's an underlying current that's driving it from your heart out of your mouth. And then the enemy will take all of that happened in your heart and came out of your mouth. Before it even get to your mouth, he's going to give you a good picture in your mind to make it good and tasty when it come out your mouth. So that it'll cut and it'll hurt. And then the weird thing about it, and I'm talking to Christians, on this note, and then you say, let me pray for you and praise the Lord and all this other stuff and singing the worship and preaching the gospel with all this junk in your heart after you done did all the rude and evilness to the people, you want them to receive you. Now you'd have given them thorns more than you've given them the rose. Our glory to God. He says, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you. He's not just going to prosper. I'm not even coming to do you no harm. Everybody is not out to get you. Everybody ain't out to hurt you. Everybody not out to rob you of your joy. Everybody is not. You are robbing yourself when you don't allow yourself to be loved by other people. When you don't allow your heart to be open. We talked about the Dorothy syndrome. That tin heart is going to take the oil of the anointing. So, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will set us free, God. Forgive us for holding on to all the issues in our hearts. Forgive us from tucking ourselves in and getting comfortable in our issues, God. Lord, today we open up. We open up. We open our hearts. We open up so we can be free right there, God, right there. That's where the pain is. The disappointment, I misunderstood stuff. I've been sad. There's been uproars in my soul. It's been fighting in my hands. It's been bitterness in my heart. I've been lonely. I'm lonely, God, and I need your help. I need your help. I need deliverance from confusion so that good will be good. And I would be able to rightly put the evil in the right place. And I will forgive those who trespass against me. But I need your help. I can't do this by myself. We need a healing for our souls, oh God. We need to be delivered from us, God. We don't need to be delivered from people because we know that if you fix us, we can be healed and we can heal other people. Show us how to love again. God, don't just guard our hearts. Set our hearts free. Jesus, lay your nail-scarred hands in our hearts and let the blood from your womb wash us and cleanse us so that we can be free. God, we don't want to go to another year lonely and bitter and sad and confused and isolated and pushing people away and being evil and nasty to people. We want to dispute the good fruits of the Spirit, love, joy. joy, peace, meekness, humbleness. We want to let all of those things influx our hearts so that we can give it away and people will know that we really are yours. God, it's our fault that people don't want to come to you because we say one thing and we display something else. We totter, teeter, tottering. God, we need your help. Holy Spirit, guide us, teach us, lead us, order our steps. Oh, God, we need your help. We know that you love us. Help us to walk out the plan that you have for us. Help us to walk it out, God. Help us not to get weary. Give us the endurance that we need, oh God. Help us to endure hardness, God. And when we don't understand, Lord, help us. Heal us, God. We need your healing hand to set us free. Because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God, when it gets rough and when it gets tough, we promise, God, to bring it to your feet and leave it there. We're going to bring it and leave it right there. And we're going to trust you to walk us out every door that has been shut in our lives. Your plan for our lives far exceeds the circumstances that are in our days. Every day, 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, 90 years, however old we have become, we say today we're coming out. We can't love again. We can't restore people. We can't have good relationships and healthy relationships. We can, God. We choose to because we surrender our will to yours. And we want you to come in, come into our hearts. Come into our minds. God, take down the theater that the enemy has set up in our minds and making us think that everything is evil and mean and ratchet and after us and attacking us. Help us to see the glory of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the hope of the Lord. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Help us, God. We can't sit in the quiet and have peace. Help us to be still as you heal us, as we become more transparent. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory that we already have. We thank you that we've already cracked the door open so you can come in and sit with us and teach us how to love and how to be healed and how to live a recovered life in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We just want to thank you for joining us here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries Life Transparency Broadcast. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what God has done. You can reach us at godsordinarypeople@yahoo.com. Send us a message on Facebook, Glory to Glory. We want to hear from you. We want to know that you have been set free by the power and the love of God. God bless you until we talk again. God bless.